Listen up, Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives, exclusively to our listeners. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. FreeCovertKnife.com.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. With us until the end of the next segment is James Rickards, best-selling author of Currency Wars. And I'll give you his website as well. It's JamesRickardsProject.com. It's an excellent website. A lot of videos and information there. We've only got about 5 minutes of this segment. Got a 12-minute segment coming up, and then we'll let you go because I know you're a busy man and appreciate the time. Finishing up with... what does your gut tell you? Because, you know, rich elites can always run to the next safe country. But to me, the United States does not look like a very good place to be during a full-on collapse. 20% chance of full-on collapse? 50%? I mean, the depression just keeps getting worse and worse. I agree by all metrics. We've been in a depression since 2008 or earlier. Most real economists agree with that. But, I mean, how bad will it get?
Well, the next financial crisis will be the worst in history, Alex, and that's not just an opinion or a wild guess. It's actually based on the science of complexity, which I talk about in both my books, The Death of Money and Currency Wars. Complexity theory basically looks at the scale of a system. That's a fancy word for size, but here's the point. When you triple the scale of a system, you don't triple the risk. You increase the risk by an exponential factor, 10 or 100 times. So in 2008, what did we hear about ad nauseum? Too big to fail, too big to fail, too big to fail. Well, guess what? The five biggest banks in the United States in 2008 today are bigger. They have a larger percentage of all the banking assets. Their derivatives books are bigger. So everything that was too big in 2008 is bigger today, which means the next collapse will be exponentially bigger. And it was all the Fed could do to put out the fire last time. The next one's going to be bigger than the Fed. It's going to be over to the IMF. And there's no, by the way, I talked earlier about these special drawing rights. That's the world money, the IMF issues. Well, there's no way they're issuing that without Russian, Chinese, and other people's approval because they're all members of the IMF. The G20 is sort of the de facto board of directors of the IMF, and they're not going to say, hey, let's just issue a bunch of SDR so we can prop up the dollar. They're going to say, let's issue SDR so we can bury the dollar once and for all. Now, the impact of this is just inflationary at best, possibly hyperinflationary. It doesn't mean the dollar is going to go away. You'll still have dollars, but they'll be like Mexican pesos. In other words, the dollar will be a local currency that you use to go down to, you know, restaurant or hairdresser or whatever, but it won't be used for the big things. When I say the big things, the price of oil, settlement of balance of payments between countries, probably the financial statements of the 100 or so largest global corporations. So, you know, a few years from now, when you get your financial statement from IBM or General Electric, it'll all be stated in SDRs because they're really global corporations. So this SDR is the coming thing. Now, it might not work. It will definitely be tried. As I say, the blueprint's already there. It's on the IMF website. Secretary Geithner talked about it. He said he was open to it. Madame Lagarde, Christine Lagarde, head of the IMF, talks about it all the time. So the plan is already there. It will definitely be tried. Whether it works or not is a different question. If people lose confidence in the dollar, why would they have any more confidence in another form of paper money called the SDR? Well, if it works, it will only be because no one understands it, which is why education is so important. That's why I've written my books and do interviews like this one, just try to explain it to people in very straightforward terms. If it fails, however, which it might, then you're probably going to have to bring gold back into the picture, not because you want to, but because you have to, just to restore some confidence. But there's another side to this, which is as what I call the money riots break out, as confidence is lost, as society begins to disintegrate, you'll see a neo-fascist response. Executive orders, militarized local police, National Guard. We already have the wiretapping. We already have the surveillance. The cameras are there. By the way, every toll booth in America, we think they're there to collect tolls. They're actually surveillance and interdiction points. And the new thing, of course, is the driverless car. Well, imagine going around a driverless car and the government wants to turn it off and come and get you. I mean, these are all things that are coming.
Incredible. James Rickards is our guest. Meanwhile, the LAPD announced what they'd already been doing covertly. Even felony illegals are going to be released now. Carte blanche above the law. So you have to be illegal to be above the law now. And the Texas Civil Rights Commission, that's basically a communist front group, is openly in Austin criticizing the sheriff for even arresting felony illegals.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted Made in 1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Are you women who want a man on the street? Don't know which way you want to turn. Just keep them coming and put your head on me, because I'm the one who's going to make you burn.
Monday through Friday, ladies and gentlemen, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here live. And then, of course, we return weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Then I return Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. as well. Not just the hardest working guy on radio and TV, my crew is, and I salute them, you the listeners, our sponsors, and, of course, Providence from the good Lord above. Final segment with James Rickards, best-selling author of Currency Wars, the new book, The Death of Money, which I'm going to be reading. I'm not selling the book. I should be, but I think you should get it. Just the graphs and quotes and documentation, this guy. No wonder Max Kaiser says this guy's about as good as it gets to real analysis. I hope he'll come back on the show every few months just to go over things and give us his perspective. Before we go back to him, when he leaves us, we're going to go to your phone calls. And then we're going to cover the CBS News story, LAPD to no longer comply with feds on immigration hold request of felons, of criminals, not just people that are there illegally. And you wonder how the illegals come here from all over the world to rape and kill and serial kill from Eastern Europe and Africa and Latin America. We always pick on Latin America because that's 80%+. I mean, is people fleeing justice? You just get on a plane or a bus, you're here, you're legal. I mean, this is crazy town by the elite. And L.A. is a total globalist takeover base, the third worldization. And look at this image if you're watching this on TV. LAPD no longer comply with feds on immigration hold request. And it just shows them all up there. And there's a video announcement that if you're illegal, you're above the law. They will not hold illegals to be picked up by ICE when they've committed crimes. They will just release them. And then they'll just, I just can't believe it. That's political correctness. I guess if I robbed a bank, the cops pull up with guns out, and I go, hey, don't be racist. They probably say, Mr. Jones, let us escort you with the money right to your vehicle. I mean, literally. Wow. All right, shifting gears into the big subject and giving him the floor to break it down. Insider Trading 9/11, please tell us, sir, again, for folks that just tuned in, what you were doing at the time, your background. James Rickards, again, best-selling author of The Death of Money and of Currency Wars, joins us. He's been on with us for over an hour, getting into the current financial situation. But now, the big enchilada. We know it was in Der Spiegel and a few other publications, if you just joined us, that there was insider trading connected to the executive director of the CIA, Buzzy Krongard. That investigation got shut down. He was inside one of these major financial institutions while this was going on and is one of the only witnesses to what happened. And I want to give you the floor, James. You have a lot of courage to talk about this. Tell us exactly what you saw.
Well, a couple things, Alex. The first thing, I think the most important one, you have to distinguish between inside trading and what some commentators call inside job. Get blurred together. Insider trading just means somebody knew about the attack in advance and they went into markets and either sold stocks or bought put options, which is the same thing as selling stocks, or they bought bonds, which are different, to make money when the attack happened. That is non-debatable. I cover this in chapter one of my book. It happened. There was insider trading. There's tons of evidence of it. When I say evidence, I mean statistical, forensic, anecdotal. It absolutely happened. Now, inside job is different. That somehow suggests that the government, U.S. government, had something to do with it. I've seen no evidence of that. And by the way, I went down there. Now, after 9/11, I mean, I'm talking in the immediate days, not 6 months or a year later when it was a memorial and a tourist attraction. I'm talking when flames were still coming out of the rubble. The military set up a secure perimeter around Lower Manhattan. There were various checkpoints at Canal Street and Church Street, if you know the area. You needed a security clearance or some official business, or you had to be in the maintenance of one of those buildings, et cetera, to get inside that perimeter. I was inside that perimeter. I went to the roof of the American Express building, which after the two towers and World Trade Center 7 came down, the American Express building was the tallest building. This is in the World Financial Center across the street from the World Trade Center. I went out on the roof. It was not an observation deck. It was a roof. I went out there and I looked straight down into the flaming ruins of the World Trade Center. And I was reminded of Rodin's sculpture, The Gates of Hell. I thought the gates of hell had been open and I was looking into them. That's what I saw. So, you know, these armchair engineers who talk about controlled demolition and all this stuff, I mean, there's zero proof for that. That's a lot of nonsense. Some guy said to me, oh, there are 2,000 engineers.
No, I understand your proviso that you're not a 9/11 truther, but specifically insider trading, prior knowledge that something was coming on American and United.
Correct. Well, first of all, there is a ton of statistical evidence. By the way, the 9/11 Commission never said that there wasn't insider trading. What they said was that they found no evidence of insider trading, but if you don't look, you're not going to find the evidence. So that was sort of a lawyer's, you know, wiggle room to get out of actually dealing with the issue. So the 9/11 Commission report itself does not say that there wasn't insider trading. Now, about a year after 9/11, I was asked by the Central Intelligence Agency to join a project that looked into the possibility of a future attack. And what we said was, okay, if there was insider trading ahead of 9/11, could you have seen it? And if another spectacular attack was coming, would there be insider trading again? Could you detect it from market signals? Could you get a FISA warrant, break down the door, and stop the attack? And we spent years studying that, and I was a co-director of that project, and I met with the people at the SEC who did the investigation from the 9/11 Commission. I worked with the CIA on this. I worked with hundreds of volunteers, Nobel Prize winners, et cetera. So I was very, very involved in this, and we wrote the definitive study of this. Now, here's the thing. If you're a detective and you find a body with a bullet hole in the head, but there was no witnesses, it doesn't mean you can't prove the crime. It just means you need some other kind of evidence. If you don't have eyewitness evidence, you use DNA. Well, the DNA equivalent in stock markets is statistical evidence, and there were numerous academic studies, and they're all cited in my book. My book has 300 footnotes, so I don't make things up. There's tons of documentation. Any reader can go find the source material. But there was no question that the put buying, oh, by the way, put buying is a bet that the stock's going to go down, before 9/11 was enormous. It would be as if, you know, a guy ordered one ham and cheese sandwich for lunch every day for 10 years, and then one day he ordered 300 ham and cheese sandwiches. That's the kind of put buying we saw in the last five trading days prior to 9/11. I met at CIA headquarters with John Mulhern. John Mulhern was the head of one of the four largest specialists on the New York Stock Exchange. He was the market maker in American Airlines stock. And I looked at him, I said, John, was there insider trading in American Airlines ahead of 9/11? He said, it was the most blatant case of insider trading I've ever seen. And by the way, since my book came out, Alex, it's kind of interesting. There are people with additional information who have contacted me. They've come forward almost like they want to get something off their chest. So there are stories that are not in my book because these people contacted me after the book came out. But one of the most chilling stories, a fellow came to me. He was a dealer at one of the so-called primary dealers. They're the biggest banks in the government securities market. He handles sovereign wealth funds, which are the biggest traders in the government securities market. So here's a guy, the biggest trader for the biggest dealers in U.S. government securities. On September 10th, the day before 9/11, he was actually out of the office at an outing. His phone rang. His trading assistant said, hey, there's someone on the phone. They want to buy $2 billion of two-year treasury notes. Now, $2 billion is an enormous order. The biggest firms, they might trade $100 million at a time or sometimes larger. $2 billion of two-year notes is an off-the-charts order. This customer had never called before. It wasn't as if it was a long-standing customer, and it was a sovereign wealth fund. He didn't tell me the name of the country, but I think you can infer that it might be Saudi Arabia. But and then he did the trade. Of course, the next day, 9/11 comes, those securities soared in value, so that trader made a fortune, and then he never heard from the customer again. So, you know, when someone has never spoken to you before, calls the day before the attack, buys $2 billion of two-year notes, the next day the attack comes, the securities go up, the guy makes a fortune, walks away, never heard from again. This is the kind of stuff that was going on. It was going on a very large scale. Not even all the stories have come out. So no question about insider trading. Now, where I fault the government was for not looking. And just to bring that story forward to the present day, what we were talking about earlier, Alex, with the death of the dollar, we all know what happened in Ukraine in March and April of 2014 this year, just prior to the invasion. Russia, which owns a lot of U.S. Treasury securities in its central bank, started dumping U.S. Treasuries last October. Was anybody looking at that? In other words, if you're Russia and you know you're going to invade Crimea and you think the U.S. is going to push back with economic sanctions, you want to mitigate the impact of the sanctions by lightening your load of U.S. Treasury securities. Well, they started doing that in October. So my criticism of the U.S. government is not that they were in on it. I think that's nonsense. But that they weren't looking then, they're not looking now. And these techniques that you need to look at are not that difficult because hedge funds do it every day.
Sure. James, though, look. Obviously, you're a smart guy. I know you got brought in by the CIA to do this report because there are good people in all these, you know, agencies. There's also bad actors and bad subgroups. Some history's shown that. Clearly, when you had some of the supposed hijackers trained at U.S. bases in all sorts of spy training, and then that got covered up, clearly you had Iraq being attacked, not Saudi Arabia. Clearly you had the police state being set up on the backs of the attack of 9/11, the lying about the dust. When I say inside job, I mean the system stood to gain from this on so many fronts. And it's Saudi Arabia right now driving the bus with these attacks and this new invasion of Syria and Iraq, that certain power structures, Carlyle Group and others, stood to gain from this. And there's enough to investigate it. I mean, even six of the 10 commissioners have said the official story did not reflect reality. So what do you say to that?
Well, you can gain from it and not know why you're gaining, and that happens all the time. Let me give you a very simple example. So let's say a very small trade goes through. So there's someone with inside information. They know the attack is coming. They do a trade. Now, who would that person be? Well, it could be, you know, a cook, a driver, a safe house operator, an associate, a brother, father, sister, mother. Everyone has a social network, and there was definitely a wider group than the hijackers themselves, of course, who knew about this attack coming. And people in that position cannot resist some insider trading. And when people are skeptical of that, they say, why would you compromise operational security? I have a two-word answer, which is Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart was a legitimate billionaire. She made $1 billion through honesty and hard work, but she ended up behind bars because she couldn't resist a little securities fraud involving a tip on insider trading. So that's the human nature side of it. Now, here's what happens. So that trade goes through. Now, there was no news that day. If somebody's buying put options and there's bad news about the airlines, that's one thing. But when the market's going up, the sector's going up, all the other airlines are going up, and someone's buying puts on United Airlines and American Airlines, and there's no news, then you know somebody knows something you don't. So you might buy more put options yourself. That doesn't make you a criminal or an insider trader. It just makes you actually a very smart trader. This is what's called the piggyback, or technically the name for it is signal amplification. So by the end of the day, it's not surprising that there was a massive volume of puts.
Only sure, I understand word of mouth. I mean, if you told one person, I found a bunch of gold laying around at the foot of this hill, and, you know, in 10 hours, there'd be 100 people out there looking for gold, and there'd be people looking for gold 100 years after the gold was already picked up. That rumor would never die. I get signal amplification. What I don't get is Mayor Willie Brown, San Francisco Chronicle, on screen September 12th, told not to fly to New York by Condoleezza Rice, it turned out, National Security Advisor, on September 10th. Joint Chiefs of Staff canceled a meeting in New York 2 days before 9/11. Source, ABC News. I mean, my issue here is you look at problem, reaction, solution, and the radical transformation of America into a police state that you were just talking about earlier, and the NSA and the rest of it, and you see the wrong country attacked, you know, not Saudi Arabia, but Iraq. I mean, you can see why people don't buy into the official story, because if you questioned insider trading, they said, oh, you're a liar, it doesn't exist. If you questioned our sickening relationship with Saudi Arabia, oh, they're perfect, shut up, you know, you're racist. I mean, I think that's why people don't buy the official story of 9/11.
Well, look, I'm a simple guy, Alex. I stick to facts. And look, I get attacked by the mainstream for talking about insider trading ahead of 9/11. I get attacked by the truthers for not buying into controlled demolition of World Trade Center 7. So I probably have it right if I'm on that middle ground. By the way, this stuff about, you know, as I said, I was there. The armchair engineers can think what they want. I was there. There was nothing controlled about that. There was not a demolition. I mean, I was inside the American Express building on the 17th floor, which was Lehman Brothers headquarters at the time. The face of the building was ripped off. So I'm inside the building looking out at a blue sky with girders stuck into that space with the face of the building ripped off by what was really a wave of metallic debris that came over because there was so much of it. That was not a controlled demolition. By the way, the biggest tenant in World Trade Center 7, United States government. So why would the U.S. government have a plot to blow up its own office and kill its own people? This is where these things fall down.
Well, they can put a lot of the records there, FBI, CIA, all based there. And the criminal group within government could then run the operation out of there and then burn it down. But listen, let's shift gears out of that. I respect people who disagree with me legitimately and who bring up real issues. And just to expand on what Kaiser had told me, that specifically you have interviewed people who were there at the terminals and could see the insider trading coming in and were basically blocked, not you specifically, but you wrote that report. So I appreciate your courage. I mean, I've already scanned through some of your book. I'm familiar with your work. I mean, I think you're being very truthful about warning the people, and we appreciate you. So I don't think there should be some orthodoxy of heresy where we politically burn you at the stake if you don't, you know, with your own perspective, agree with everything we're saying. I mean, the 9/11 truthers all fight with each other and have hundreds of different views. I get what you're saying. I don't think it's evil to look at it as an inside job. I don't think it's evil to not look at it as that. I think what we both agree is this. Regardless, it's been used to take our liberties, and our borders are basically wide open right now, and they haven't let a good crisis go to waste. They've used this to bring the military-industrial complex home, and we need to reverse this right now. It's not keeping us safe.
Well, that will get worse, Arson, just on a going forward basis when this financial crisis comes. People are going to find, there's a lot of concern. Gee, not everybody can get out at once. People are going to find that they can't get out, that they're not going to be able to withdraw savings from the banks. The banks, that's the so-called bail-in. So their accounts are going to be blocked. ATMs are going to be shut off. Major institutions are going to be told that they cannot sell. It's not a question of, gee, can I sell at a good price? You won't be able to sell. So the architecture of the bail-in writ large is already there, and I'll be talking about that in future interviews. But the crisis is going to be a lot worse, but the response is going to be much more draconian.
Well, there you go. The bail-in. Spend a few more minutes if you can. Come back as soon as you want to get into that in great detail. We now see them announcing in Europe, places like Spain, we want a tax on your money in the bank account. But it's only going to start, at a low percentage point. The Cyprus model. And then we see the laws and regulations being changed, the real-time surveillance of every financial system to do just that. That's the word I'm getting from, as you have contacts, I have contacts at, I'm not going to even say, at president level of major banks, big five banks. And they're scared and asking me what they think. Well, they should do. And then I'm asking them. It's kind of like we're passing a hand grenade around to each other with musical chairs. What's going to happen when they do a bail-in and you don't just can't get your money out, now they're stealing it?
Well, that's exactly right. And I do think, as I said, the next crisis is going to be bigger. It's going to be bigger than the Fed. They hope it goes away, but it's not going away. The economy, we're in a depression. We're going to stay in that indefinitely. It's just a matter of time. By the way, if you look at the very low volatility of the last 5 years, the period it resembles most was 2002 to 2007. In other words, the period from 2009 to 2014, if you graph it by various metrics, it looks exactly like the period from 2002 to 2007. And we all know what happened next. So get ready.
And the derivatives overhang hasn't been dialed back. It's only been increased.
Well, that's right. And by the way, that's another interesting phenomenon. This is a little bit technical, but the Fed is now experimenting with a massive exercise in what's called reverse repo. And I'll explain that very simply. Reverse repo is the Fed has all these government securities. How did they get them? Well, they printed money and they bought the government securities from the dealers, from the banks. And that's how they print money and get it out to the banking system. The problem is the dealers and the banks need the government securities as collateral for the derivatives because they want to leverage 10 to 1 or 100 to 1, et cetera, do the derivatives to prop up the asset markets. But when I do a derivative with you, I do a swap with you, you're like, hey, Jim, how do I know you're good for the money? Well, one of the ways you know is I'll send you treasury securities as collateral. So that's your guarantee that I'm going to perform my end of the deal. Well, what happens when the Fed buys up all the securities and the banks no longer have the securities to post as collateral to prop up the derivatives, which are propping up the stock market? Well, the Fed's solution to that is they are now lending the securities back to the dealers on a short-term overnight basis and taking cash in return. So on the one hand, they're printing money to buy the securities. On the other hand, they're lending them back to the dealers overnight so they can post as collateral. That's how bad things are.
Once so they're reselling all these fraudulent financial instruments again.
Well, technically re-lending, but they're making them available through these so-called reverse repos. But that's right. But they buy them permanently by printing money, and then they lend them back temporarily. You say, why would you do that? Well, it's so that they can have collateral to support the derivatives books to prop up the stock market. This is I've been doing this too long, but I actually understand all these technicalities. It's what I do professionally, and
all right.
It's just appalling, and it makes your hair stand on end.
Well, I appreciate you giving us extra time. Next time you come on, we'll just do an hour. We got about a minute or two left before break. I can't wait to read the book, but expanding on that, talking to the people in the CIA, talking to the folks in the military intelligence, I talked to some of those people as well. Most of them are compartmentalized, have never done anything wrong, have actually tried to help the country. And now they're having this big discussion about, is this on purpose or was it by design? I think in a complex system, you're going to have people playing every point of the board. So I think the answer is it's everything.
Right.
But we better decide to get back to freedom and back to justice, or we're going to go off the edge, as you said, into a hyper-fascism. What are people saying to you about the future of this country? Because in a fascist system, nobody's safe. We should all not want to go this direction.
Well, I had a meeting in the office of the Secretary of Defense, and I told a very senior official there, I said, look, the day will come when your destroyer, your cruiser, will pull up to a fuel depot in Singapore, and you'll say to the operator, fill her up with fuel, and the operator will say, fine, pay me in special joint rights, pay me in SDRs. And for the first time, you're going to have a forward-deployed military that you have to finance in a currency that you don't print. And that was shocking to this very senior official. And then this individual said to me, you know, I hear you. It does sound like a national security threat, but the Treasury really doesn't like it when we talk about the dollar. In other words, that's the compartmentalization where the military and the intelligence are leaving the dollar to the Treasury, but they're the ones who are destroying the dollar.
James Rickards, thank you so much for the time. The Death of Money, the new book. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Alex.
Well, that was a powerful interview by an insider. We'll be back with your phone calls, a ton of news, and more. I'm Alex Jones. Strap yourselves in. This is for real.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, you know, that last gift has worked for the CIA, you name it. And, you know, the fact that he was provisoing that, hey, I don't think 9/11 is an inside job. People that get inside those bubbles, and I'm not being patronizing, they tend to just not believe government could be involved because it's such a big deal. Criminal elements working in multiple governments, U.S. intelligence, British intelligence, Israeli intelligence, Pakistani intelligence, through the cover membrane or the fence of the Saudi Arabians, ran 9/11. They opened the door, they let the attack happen, bare minimum. And there was so much aiding and abetting to open the door. and to block FBI investigations. I mean, it's just, it's literally thousands of points. It makes my head spin. I've made like 4 films on the subject. I'm not bragging. Who was the Western star that said no brag, just fact? It wasn't John Wayne. Look up no brag, just fact for me, guys. Thanks. I remember one time I was on air a few years after 9/11, and I was saying, you know, I'm the father of the 9/11 truth movement. And another smaller talk show host called me and said, you know, you sound like an arrogant person saying that on air. And I said, hey, I'm not saying it because I'm arrogant. I'm saying it because it's the truth. And I take a big risk doing that. And the establishment was calling me the progenitor of the 9/11 truth movement. You know, I said they're going to blow up the World Trade Centers and blame it on their CIA asset, Bin Laden, to invade all over the world and take our freedoms. Here's the Rand Corporation report with these other reports in a 2.5-hour emergency TV show and a 3-hour radio show. Those are all online from July 25th, 26th, 2001. And I went on air that day and the day after, and I said they're going to launch a bio attack on top of it, and they launched the anthrax attack. I just studied this, and I know how they operate. And look at how our government runs al-Qaeda today, and ISIS and the rest of it. The guns of Will Sonnet. No brag, just facts, said Walter Brennan, of Will Sonnet's prowess with a weapon. No brag, just fact. Where I come from, it's not good to tell people what you got in the hole, the ace in the hole. And I don't like, quite frankly, my cousin got something right the other day. He said, you know, Alex is really an introvert and nobody really knows that. And that's the truth. I'm an introvert, ladies and gentlemen. I don't like being famous. I don't like being hated by some people. I have to do this, okay? But I've gone so far down the line with all this that I see other perspectives, and I'm just here to try to convince the establishment not to commit suicide and take us with them. And so that's why I've gotten to the point where I may have said 15 years ago, yeah, let them send in UN troops. We'll just shoot them. Not anymore, because I don't want that civil war to happen. That's what they want. I'm 40 years old now. I've been doing this since I was 21 years old. Toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And the reason I tell people, you know, where the 9/11 truth came from, it came from the event itself, but I was there day one. Just like Time Magazine calls me the mad prophet of the Tea Party, because I am the mad prophet of the Tea Party from that perspective. Ron Paul's the founder of it, and I'm the prophet of it. If you want to call it that, someone raising the alarm. We need to be alarmed. We need to be upset. We need to be bombastic. We need to run around screaming, because that'll get people out of their coma. But I'm not putting an act on when I run around screaming. I'm concerned when I see our government running and funding al-Qaeda and giving them more than 10,000, 12,000, 15,000. I've had colonels on saying it's 15,000 missiles. I don't know. It's over 10,000 missiles. The government acts like I've done something so they can power grab and run my life and make me a slave while the border's wide open and they create ISIS. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9031. I want to show folks, if you're watching on TV, some articles here. LAPD to no longer comply with feds on immigration hold request. Headline should be illegal aliens above the law, because they don't just release them for being illegal. I say, don't even call them illegal. Just legalize them. Legalize anybody that can get here. Well, we'll be a billion people in a couple of years if that happens. And they just say, we can't pay for it anymore. We won't even hold them to give them to ICE. Plus, ICE just lets them go. And so now they go on to say, you know, people that don't have too serious low-level crimes, is the quote. And, of course, I know this like the back of my hand, folks. They released out of Texas alone in a four-year period, I remember reading this in the Houston Chronicle, 250,000 illegals and upwards of I forget the exact numbers, a large portion were aggravated felons. And it was 36,000 a month ago released in 1 month. Remember that headline? 36,000 aggravated felons. We're talking arson, child rape. I mean, I've got stacks of news every day I don't even get to. With headlines like this. Two-time illegal immigrant charged with rape in Philly sanctuary city. City cops won't work with feds unless Honduran immigrant convicted. Yeah, they're just going to deport him. It's like that railway killer who preyed on Hispanics. See, there's another underbelly to this. Hispanics who aren't citizens and don't know this, aren't Americanized, are preyed on by the criminals and the gangs, and they're the ones that lobby and manage the immigrant smuggling, the running, the lawyers, all of it. And that brings me to this next report. You don't just have the people in 800-plus sanctuary cities catch and release for DWI, hit and runs, rape, robbery. Criminals worldwide coming here knowing it's the happy hunting ground. You have, let me show folks right here. This is in the Weekly Chronicle. It comes out every Thursday. They've written literal whole cloth articles about me probably 15 times telling outrageous lies where it's literally inverted truth. Okay? Fiction. And I was not sophisticated when this started 16, 17 years ago. Now I understand. They own and run South by Southwest. They're invested in the high-rise apartments. They've got this army of fake liberals that literally work for the Chronicle for free, not knowing they're working for a $50 million a year profit organization. But it's all like beatnik old menace of going, yo, daddy, yo, yo, black ops squads, okay? And the editor is obsessed with me and attacks me every month and listens to the show and admits it. And I never realized why, because they know I'm telling the truth. They know everything I knew before I knew it. They literally hate my guts. They've got an illegal alien on the front of it with a cut-up American flag smiling. And then you open it up. This is a microcosm. And it attacks the sheriff. The black sheriff, Greg Hamilton, the Texas Civil Rights Project, that's like the ADL or Southern Poverty Law Center, that he deports 13 people a week. Folks, Travis County has a jail that looks like the Death Star. I mean, they catch you doing anything, they're ordered to throw the book at you. And this is an article like he's a horrible, racist, bad guy because he deports aggravated felons. And then, I mean, how do I get these rights where I can drunk drive, I don't even want to rape people, but you can rape people, murder, and then if the sheriff tries to deport you, I've talked to the cops, you've all heard about it in the news. I've talked to Travis County prosecutors. They said, no, the judge will give an illegal alien a $5 fine. You'll be put into classes, everything else. You'll spend 5 years paying off your DWI. An illegal will be released on the spot. And you go to their website, the Texas Civil Rights Commission, with Jim Harrington and all the rest of these people, and they've got maps and everything. How to get in, how to take over, how to get the DREAM Act, right here. And it's all Ford Foundation funded with the Workers' Party and Cesar Chavez and all this stuff that sounds reasonable. Because Cesar Chavez was mad about pesticides and how people were being treated. Of course, Hispanics were being exploited. Any migrant or worker group is. Poor sharecroppers. I'm just sick of only hearing that minorities, who are really the majority in most areas of the country, are the only ones that ever got abused. Indentured servant shirt. But the thing is, they take that whole movement, name streets after it, and make the whole civil rights movement about being anti-white and being part of the Raza, and it's all a bunch of rich white lawyers. And they've got these in every city. And they get the city to build homeless housing, and it turns out it's for illegals. And they get money off this community. It's disgusting. It's Acorn, folks. It's Acorn. And this is the white liberals that run all this. They're not liberals at all. And it needs to be investigated and looked at. and it goes on all over the country. Programs and services. And then they have city art things with billboards that show a revolution of Raza taking over America and show the plan of Aslan. And you go to these immigration rallies, and it's Mexican flags everywhere with guys wearing Plan of San Diego shirts. A plan to kill all white males 16 and older. I mean, it's like, imagine if the Klan had a plan to kill all blacks 16 and older. I mean, it's like, and the other will be re-educated. I mean, it's just like, what? You're like, man, you're talking about killing all the whites. Shut up, racist scumbag. Shut up, racist. I am sick of it. And they're trying to radicalize Hispanic people, who are great people. I mean, and again, this will only increase white racism, which is the balkanization they want. We've got to create a culture of Bill of Rights Constitution. We've got to create a culture where we identify on freedom, on Second Amendment, on property rights, on low taxes, on prosperity. Not this runaway train where you've got the illegals so upset and so anti-America that if you wear an American flag in Texas or California, the gangs, the illegal gangs, get so mad you have to take your shirt off. It's turning around inside out. See, they tell America to have no culture, and then it's overwritten by a Ford Foundation synthetic, weaponized Chicano nation system that does nothing. It's like, here, you're the ruling Chicanos now. Go sweep. Instead of building a system to build everything up. It's, oh, look, you vote for the Democrats. You can be gay now while they take everybody's rights and the NSA spies on us. And the Republican leadership, you notice, isn't saying anything about any of this. Gee, Obama, you really screwed up on the border. Let's get amnesty passed. The same one George Bush had written. The Republican leadership wants this because the big corporations want you begging with 1,000 people from India and Mexico and Romania. And China, they want you lined up, whether you're a professional or whether you're an auto mechanic or whether you're a custodian or whatever you are, if you're a school teacher, they want you up against the corporate fake schools that are meant to destroy the education system, which I didn't understand until a few years ago, is they wreck the education system and then force you into the new corporate system. I mean, they know what they're doing, folks. And so I don't blame people to identify with race and all this stuff at a primitive level, because that's how humans are. But the point is it's all engineered. We're going to go to Tom, Leslie, Rob, Truth, Raider, Joe, and others. But this is a plan. They're going to destabilize the country, bring us into a third world, and the wealthy people will be a tiny group that live behind armored gates, and the rest of us are going to be out here running around poor. And America's conquered. That's it. With a bunch of paramilitary cops strutting around, with the illegals given driver's license to vote politically to totally dismantle the country. If we don't turn this around, folks, we'll be like Zimbabwe and Robert Mugabe. You can look at the culture, the TV shows, everything. It's all anti-white. And that's only because that's seen as the dominant culture, that if it can be overthrown, it can be overwritten with anything. And they're not overriding it with any real culture. They're just overriding it with a bunch of drug dealers and criminals and scum that own the Spanish-run media, is self-financed by the big banks that launder the money. I mean, it is a criminal takeover. We're going to go to break, come back, go right to your calls, and a little bit of overdrive to get to all of them. You can see the lawlessness as it unfolds. And as they go, outrageous, you want a gun, you're in the Klan. Doesn't matter what reality shows. You don't want Obamacare? You claim there's death panels? You're a racist. Well, the death panel's on this subsection. Now the death panel's are public. Like, well, of course we're going to kill grandma. We're liberals. You don't kill grandma, you're racist. Yeah. They want diminishing resources, so they're the only ones in control of them, so they can buy you cheap. God, I go to the third world. I can't even go to it anymore. Because there's so many beautiful third world places. And the people are just in hell. There's always up on a hill a big armored compound with helicopters. and the rich guy and his family can come down and get anybody's daughter they want. Everybody's controlled by them. Doesn't matter if it's a fascist or a communist system. They have their system in place. There's always cops everywhere with machine guns. The sign of a broken, failed country. And all the signs are there for America. That's why it's more important than ever. This show has the truth. We know what's historically happening. We've proven it. I don't like the responsibility of being the tip of the spear. We are the tip of the spear. Spread the word about InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Spread the word about our Facebook, our Twitter, our YouTube. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. We have 5 months free. We're running it in the month of July. We've only run that in December and January. You can get 5 months free off a year or do a monthly $5.95. It comes out to 1 cent a day per person because 11 people can use it simultaneously. It takes about a minute to sign up. I want to see people sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. A lot of people have been doing it, but it needs to explode. It's been growing very fast. I want to see thousands of people a day, not thousands a week, going and joining PrisonPlanet.tv so I can hire even more reporters and have reporters all over the world, not just a small team that we can send out like we're sending to the border. In California this time where they're sending the SWAT teams and the riot police to attack American citizens that are protesting. And in Dallas, they're saying, you don't come out and protest, we're shipping illegals into Granbury. We're there to discourage you. Imagine how warped the Granbury police are. Grand Prairie. We say Granbury up in Dallas. Grand Prairie. Imagine. They're in the headline in CBS News. Police to be out with riot gear to discourage you. To say, you don't come out and demonstrate while we bring things down. You Texans have been uppity. These illegals are going to vote within a few years to take your guns. The armored vehicles and attack choppers are standing by. So you stay in your damn house while we take over. And the Texans will probably piss on themselves and grovel with the cops because they want to be slaves.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And if you don't have high quality, non-GMO, durable foods now, well, I think you're crazy, because the prognosis goes from bad to worse. So what's going to happen? MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Getting prepared while at the same time funding super hardcore, unapologetic, awake and alive, fighting back, freedom-based media. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find all the specials and a lot of other preparedness items. Let's go to your phone calls. Tom in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I wanted to mention, you were talking about 9/11 earlier, and I tuned in a little bit late, but I only called because I wanted to bring up a point about a lot of the other mainstream conservative shows, you might call neocon. I know a lot of folks who listen to these shows, including myself occasionally, that do not and never believed the official story on 9/11. And any time the topic comes up, the way so many of these hosts trash those who believe so.
Oh, yeah. They don't have an intellectual discussion with you. They just say you're crazy and believe in Puff the Magic Dragon. And that's because, bare minimum, they stood down on 9/11, and unfortunately, they basically ran it with Saudi Arabia. And the Democrats are involved as well.
And I always found it interesting that, I mean, I heard recently a comment from Michael Savage. He did not go into great detail, but he's one of the only voices I've ever heard. He did say he was looking at conspiracy theories. He didn't say which ones. He didn't say he was believing anything.
Yeah, well, Michael Savage is super smart, and he knows about false flags. He says Obama may stage one, and so he gets the big picture. He's the only other show that will actually cover everything. And and even if you disagree with him on a few percentage points, or he disagrees with us, it doesn't matter. He cares about the future of the country. He doesn't just out of hand attack every talk show host out there. He attacks other talk show hosts because he disagrees with what they say, not because he's just going after them. And he does attack a lot of talk show hosts, actually. But I think it's pretty funny because the ones he attacks kind of deserve it. But the straits are so dire right now that even when Glenn Beck attacks me all the time and lies about me, just God bless him. That's all I can say. Thank you, Tom. Let's talk to Rob in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm new to Texas, and I got to say I'm a little unimpressed at the lack of patriotism in the state.
Grand Prairie, you know, don't come out and protest the illegals. We got riot police. The illegals are God. And they're calling the riot police into California. You don't do anything. These people in Texas now know how to do one thing, and that's suck government boots. And they're going to have everything they have taken from them because they want to be hurt. So, no, I mean, I'm ashamed of Texas in many ways, but compared to other states, we're doing, you know, better. But we're a smaller pile of dog crap.
I'm from Chicago, okay? I lived there my whole life in the Midwest. And I have a firearm identification card that they gave me, no questions asked, through the mail from the state police. Everybody I talk to in the South says, why do you need a card to buy a gun? So being out here for the last 2 years, they have totally, and when I say they, the infection on the planet, the devil's disease, they have completely got themselves into every single little corner, from property managers all the way up to, you know, the chief of police or whatever. I don't know where the highest chain of command is. But it's just disgusting.
No, I hear you. Listen, let me explain what's happening in Texas. I love Texas, and I dearly love it when it's a great state and great people. I was being sarcastic. I want Texas to be ashamed. We've been colonized by bureaucrats, and it isn't really Texas anymore. I mean,
you are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Waging war on corruption.